This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Sunday, January 3rd, the year is 2021. We're 17 days out from the attempted coronation of the Chinese Communist agent Joe Biden. But suddenly, he's canceled the inauguration. They're tearing down the stage. They're tearing down the review stands. Big things are afoot. He's not getting his briefings. And suddenly, there's all these senators, all these House members about to challenge the fraudulent five states that violated the law on the face of it and didn't have the legislature pass a law to accept the fraudulent ballots. But remember, the COVID-19 lockdown, the announcement of COVID camps in blue cities and blue states, all of it flows out of the UN World Government Great Reset in their own words of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. So here's a very important four-minute report I posted to Band.video yesterday. I hope you'll share on the Great Reset.
The debate is over. Private, corporate, authoritarian, world government, backed up by Communist China, is now overthrowing the elected government of the United States of America. And the goals of this corporate world government are nothing less than a science fiction dystopian nightmare. The Great Reset, Agenda 2030, the planetary plan to end the human system as we know it is here. Nancy Pelosi has announced today that they are officially going to have House rules that legislation cannot have the word father or mother or family or boy or girl. Let that sink in. That's how alien this takeover is. It's telling us we're dirty, we've got to wear masks, that fathers and mothers are bad, that boys and girls are bad. This is alien any way you look at it. They've come out and said that in a year and a half they're going to declassify contact with aliens. Is that big stage to make us not believe in God? Or to tell us the aliens are God? Is it part of the partially classified plan Project Bluebeam? I don't know. But I know this. The cross-human animal clones they've been making for 50 years, it's been declassified for more than 20, have not been shown to the world. They weren't just developed in petri dishes or test tubes. They were brought to term. And they're now admitting this. So all the hidden technology, all the horrors are about to be shown to the world. And in the midst of that, they're coming with an mRNA recombinant mutagenic system that actually transforms our very cells and rewrites our genetic code and telling us we will take it if we want to buy and sell, have a job, or travel, or live. Fauci just came out and said forced inoculations are on the table. Of course they are. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Now, I don't know who these globalists have made a deal with, but what they're setting up is not good for anybody on Earth and is anti-human. And that's why I continue to warn you about the NBC and ABC and CBS and Wall Street Journal articles and stories saying humans are dirty and bad. COVID proved that. We need to get rid of humans and merge with machines. It's going to be so beautiful, and you're going to do it. This is the final revolution. This isn't a Star Trek episode where the Borg cube shows up and says you will assimilate. This is really happening. And so now all the slow motion beta test creeping we've seen of the globalists is going into warp speed. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in a human future. I believe we'll defeat this dystopian vision that the New World Order is bringing forth. And I know that God's real, and I know that Revelation warned us 2,000 years ago about what is now unfolding. But the churches are controlled, and they're not but a warning. So you've got to start reading the Bible. You've got to start praying. You've got to start opening up your soul to God and asking for discernment, and God will deliver. And you've got to override the globalist censors that have shut almost everybody else down and tell people about Band.video and Infowars.com. People are ready to hear the truth. The Great Awakening's here. The enemy's making their move. So again, join us weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tune into the other Infowars shows and come to D.C. with us on the 5th and 6th as we expose globalist election fraud and they attempt to take our country over. We've only begun to fight. God's on our side. We will win. But the great testing is now here. God bless and good luck. The Great Reset is the end of humanity.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, January 3rd. We are in the year 2021. And a global government with a scientific dictatorship and control of it is taking over our planet, our very genetic code. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for having us in your living rooms, in your homes, at your campsites, in your churches, across the world. We are blessed and honored to be here. 17 days until the attempted installation, the installment of Joe Biden. And this truly is the week that will change the world, what's coming up on the 6th. Now over 160 House members say they're set to vote to call for a 10-day investigation of the election fraud that's overwhelming. Ted Cruz has now come out and said that that is actually his plan. And then if they find evidence of fraud, the Senate and House will vote to call for a new election in the five states, something I've been pushing for since November 4th, seeing what the plan was. And how did this happen? Well, we let in five key states, actually six states, but the five that Trump needs to win, or he did win, where he was winning by 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points, 6 points, when the polls closed, when they stopped counting in the middle of the night. Well, you can't have them do that without the legislature saying they're going to accept these 80 million mailed-in ballots. And so, on its face, the law was violated. The Constitution was violated. You ask why the Supreme Court has stabbed Trump in the back? Because they're part of the neocon, rhino, warmongering group that works for the Democrats. But Mitch McConnell is weak, and he's known to be a communist Chinese agent along with his dirtbag wife. And so there's a major fight brewing, and history's happening. But they need to see millions of Americans on the 5th and the 6th there in D.C., and I've seen people making a lot of excuses. Oh, Antifa's dangerous. It's a lot more dangerous walking across the street. There's hardly no Antifa. They're a bunch of cowards. Oh, the hotels are all closed. They're not letting anybody come to D.C. I've made the phone calls. That's not true. One hotel that the Proud Boys had rented out closed. Oh, there's no porta-potties. Really? I'm involved in setting it all up at both events. There are porta-potties by the hundreds. So what you're hearing about, don't go to D.C., we're not welcome there. Well, they'd have told George Washington there were no porta-potties back in 1776. I guess we'd still be a British colony. But there are porta-potties, and there are hotels. They went under their Stage 5 lockdown of no restaurants open, but that's what's happening in California, you name it. You can still, quote, get food delivered to you or take it with you. This is 2 days. Everyone needs to be there. Be part of history. Fight for Trump. Fight for America. Find all the details at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. And I told you last week it's going to be on the Ellipse, south of the White House. I told you the president will speak at noon. And then people were like shocked when that was all announced. It's not about Infowars getting the credit for this. It's about the fact that no one would step up and put the money in. The federal government doesn't pay for a Trump rally or a Trump event.
donors do. He's been deserted by the donors of the Republican Party. So I stepped up and put the money in for the 5th and for the 6th. And then a donor came along, a great patriot, and paid $400,000 plus for the rest of it. I'm in over $130,000. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm putting that out saying there wasn't a magic Q group. There wasn't some secret group at the NSA or the CIA or the FBI or the Justice Department or the Pentagon that went and put the money down for this. I had to do it when no one else was 2 weeks ago and a week ago. And I'd already put in more money till I got reimbursed because no one was doing it. So I tell you that to explain to you that America is surrounded by globalists. We're actually very strong. Our ideology, our spirit, our connection to God. We have the truth on our side. China Joe can barely talk. He has big national events. 1,000 people watch. He can't get 20 people to his events. He's canceling his inauguration. They're pulling down the stands. Trump's not giving him the briefings. The guy is a joke. But they need us. There he is about 10 years ago. But they need us. Show him now. But they need us to buy the gaslighting that Trump lost and there's no evidence of fraud and go to sleep when all there is evidence. And so that's why we're here. Now, I'm not going to bore you with this. Fox News has a big compilation. Democrats who praised 2000 and 2004 objections to Electoral College certification now slam Senator Hawley. And then we've got them objecting in 2016 trying to not let Trump's electors be seated. So it's in the Constitution. They can do it. And if they've got evidence, and if the members of the House and Senate are willing to do this in front of their constituents, which the constituents want, they can overturn the fraudulent election in those five states. And so that's where we are. Are we going to buy their propaganda and their BS, or are we going to say no? And so we have all the videos of them doing this previously, but now they say it's criminal. Now they say it's sedition. Now they say you should be arrested. I've had national ABC News hosts calling me. I've had big Democrat lawyers calling me off record. And so when it's off record, I don't say who they are. I'm saying generally who what they work for. So the channel stays open. They're like, why are you coming to D.C. to be violent? This is scary. You shouldn't challenge this. This is fascist. Be democratic, Alex. We never thought you were this evil man. Now, I mean, come on. Save your line for somebody else. It's in the Constitution. It's in the basic strictures of our law. We have massive fraud. These are elected representatives. It's in the Constitution. There are the checks and balances. We want hearings on this. We want a new election. I think it's too much to overturn it and hand it to Trump and forfeit the states because the public, at least a portion of it's dumbed down, wouldn't get it. But the move to have a commission, a 10-day hearing, will clearly show all the massive evidence that's already there. Mainstream media and big tech won't be able to hide it. Now, we're showing you Biden rallies. Nobody's at them. Show you Trump rallies, hundreds of thousands. But the big ones, tens of thousands, small ones. And we can point out the Constitution was violated. State legislatures were not involved accepting the mail-in ballots with no signatures, no proof of ID. And we simply have new elections. That's the answer. And Lynn Wood, the lawyer, is right when he says he filed an emergency deal with the Supreme Court to block the election on the 5th for those two Senate seats. Because they're doing the exact same fraud they engaged in back on November 3rd, right now, yet again. But let's go ahead and play Ted Cruz talking about how they're calling the Democrats for his arrest for doing what they did 4 years ago, simply authoritarian.
Well, listen, I think everyone needs to calm down. I think we need to tone down the rhetoric. This is already a volatile situation. It's like a tinderbox and throwing lit matches into it. And so I think the kind of hyperbole we're seeing, the kind of angry language, you know, yesterday when I released my statement with 10 other senators, I had multiple Democrats urging that I should be arrested and tried for the crimes of sedition and treason. Now, look, that's not helpful. At a time when this country, when we're pitted against each other, just relax and let's do our jobs. We have a responsibility to follow the law.
Now, here's Jake Tapper in Pure Projection calling this an attempt at a bloodless coup when they've tried this at least four separate times against our populist President Trump. Here it is.
What are the presidents and a big chunk of congressional Republicans focused on? Undermining the results of the election. essentially a bloodless coup, leading the Republican Party to a state of turmoil. Saturday, 11 Republican senators said they would vote against counting electoral votes in Congress next week, calling for a, quote, emergency 10-day audit of election returns, despite there being, pardon me, despite there being no evidence of widespread voter fraud. The group is following the lead of Senator Josh Hawley, who says he will formally object to Biden's decisive win, despite zero credible evidence that would justify such a move. Zero. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska slammed Hawley and other members of the Sedition Caucus, saying, quote, adults don't point a loaded gun at the heart of legitimate self-government. Late Saturday, Senator Mitt Romney said in a blistering statement, quote,
that's enough of them. These are all the neocon globalist traitors, you know, that tell you we should ban the word mother and father, as Pelosi's now done from House debate and law. They will not mention the word mother or father now in U.S. law. It is terms of evil. Well, anybody saying mothers and fathers are evil, like Mitt Romney and Nancy Pelosi, are enemies of humanity and God and will burn in hell. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
They're censoring InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video on Twitter, Facebook, and Google and all the other channels. They're also censoring the U.S. Senate and the fraud hearings they had in the last few weeks, showing pure evidence of election fraud, saying, oh, we don't allow the American people to see that. You don't get to see your Senate hearings. Well, we have a new URL. I'm sure they'll ban it in a week or two. But it's theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. That is the new URL that you can share and get out to everyone you know. Because it is a fight to not just, oh, they're censoring us. Oh, they're suppressing us. Oh, we just go away. We just shut up. We just quiet ourselves. No. We redouble our efforts because they're not silencing us because we're weak. They're silencing us because the truth will defeat them. But I forget that internet meme that's been around for 10 years. No one knows who created it, but they wouldn't be engaging in all this propaganda if they weren't losing. It's basically what it comes down to. Okay, let me just roll through this. I'm going to get to the huge COVID global government martial law news that is unfolding. The checkpoints, the digital IDs, the forced inoculations, the secret camps where they take you and put a tube down your lungs and then turn it up on high and murder you. The new guillotine is the ventilator. That's not just in Australia, or that's not just in Canada, in Quebec. That's not just in Spain. That's now here. And that's the live feed show headline today. Deals with that. Sunday Live, Dems prepare to activate COVID camps if Biden captures White House. And that has been their goal all along, is no due process, absolute control. And I'm going to show you where the UN, where NIH officials in the UK, where Canadian officials, where U.S. officials all say communist China is our goal. In fact, when I do that next segment, guys, will you pull in Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau a few years ago saying on TV, they said, what's your favorite model of government? And he said, dictatorship. I love communist China. It turns out he's on the communist Chinese payroll. Turns out he's got Chinese troops training in Canada. But you need to see this for yourself, because he's just being honest about what Agenda 2030 is about, what the Great Reset's about, when he also said, we're using COVID to bankrupt the middle class and end the way of life in the West as we know it. And he commits to that on video. So we'll show you that coming up next segment. Yeah, great job, crew. You pulled it up in mere seconds. This is coming up next segment. But let's just get back into this. Democrats who praised 2004 objections to Electoral College now slam Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz, saying they're criminals that need to be arrested. Senator Cruz, members of Congress have a third option when it comes to certifying the election, to call for a 10-day audit to actually hear the evidence of the fraud, what they are constitutionally meant to see, not to mention the legislature's never passing a law to allow the fraudulent 80 million ballots. And that's what we need, not just buying the gaslighting that, oh, Trump lost, oh, Biden won, zero evidence of fraud. Mother and father is bad. Joe Biden has giant crowds. After weeks of silence, lawsuits, Pence says he welcomes January 6th Electoral College challenge and has canceled his European and Israeli vacation. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, a major sign that there are major cracks in the whole gaslighting facade. of, oh, no, there's no voter fraud or election fraud ever, any way in America. Continuing, we already played this clip. CNN's Tapper says Republicans objecting to Biden is a bloodless coup. Again, total projection of what they've done before. Republican efforts to undermine Biden victory expose growing anti-democratic streaks, says CNN. Today, they said that. But they were the ones calling 4 years ago for the very same procedure, which they did do, but had no votes. NBC's Chuck Todd, a GOP senator on Electoral College, you are the arsonist here. We'll play that clip in a moment with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. It's over. Bipartisan group of senators rebuke voter fraud claims. All the three or four neocon senators like Mitt Romney and them just say, oh, this is open and shut. It's all done. And as I mentioned, Representative Tom Cole, Nancy Pelosi's House rules a blatant and cowardly assault. Dark day for free debate. She says, you know, you're not allowed to insult a member of the House. You're not allowed to say the N-word in the House. That sounds reasonable. But now you're not allowed to say mother, father, child, boy, girl. Those are all dirty words, according to her House rules. I'm not joking. That's real. We must win. The Patriots must win. I agree with Tom Hall. The civil war over the heart and soul of the GOP. That's why we go to D.C. and we never accept Joe Biden. We never accept the fraud, the Chi-Com agent. And we let them know that we've only begun to fight. We don't submit to their illegality and their fraud and their bringing in illegal aliens to vote and openly having that done in all these states and handing out driver's licenses so they can vote and so dead people can vote. No, we understand the truth and we will never surrender to you. We will never back down. Since I mentioned it, here is part of that clip. Chuck Todd, with GOP senator and Electoral College challenge, you are the arsonist here. Here it is.
Senator, I want to quote Senator Ben Sasse for you, because what you're alleging is essentially you and your colleagues have created this controversy. So right now we are locked into a destructive, vicious circle in some ways, as you kind of outlined, except which is you made an allegation that there was widespread fraud. You have failed to offer specific evidence of that widespread fraud, but you're demanding an investigation on the grounds that there are allegations of widespread fraud. So essentially, you're the arsonist here. President Trump is the arsonist here. You've started this fire, and now you're saying, whoa, look at this. Oh, my God. All these people believe what we told them because you didn't have the guts to tell the truth that this election was fair.
Chuck, this fire was started back in January of 2017. People like Mark Zaid, in his tweet, the coup has started, first of many steps, rebellion and impeachment to follow ultimately. This was started when the mainstream media dropped any pretense of being unbiased and actually chose sides during this election. This fire was started when you completely ignored, for example, our investigation of Hunter Biden. You know, no evidence of wrongdoing there, and now we find out after the election, no, there is a fair amount of evidence.
It's the Democrats that said, we're not going to accept the red mirage when it looks like Trump won. And we're going to fight this, and even if he wins, we're not going to accept the inauguration. We're going to have a new inauguration, and Joe Biden will be the president. I say Trump should do that, because the media and the globalists and big tech and all of them are telling us this big lie. Remember, they closed at about 1 o'clock in the morning on average, 1:32 o'clock, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona. And then magically, when they said we're not counting anymore, everybody goes home. People are like, well, wait, you said it was closed on record. Why did it all spike for Biden? And we have the video of them pulling out the suitcases and weird Chi-Com agents coming in Michigan 4 a.m. And then suddenly just boom, boom, boom. They were still counting when they were closed. It's open and shut. It's like the bank's closed. Why are people loading bags of money into trucks outside? It's a robbery. It's a robbery. And Trump tweeted out the video of this, pissing off the globalists. Wow, so much to do in the 17 days. It was 79 days of hell. We told you this was coming. Now there's 17 days left in the 79 days of hell. We'll be right back.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Sunday transmission. Every day, every hour is so precious right now as the globalists make their move on humanity. Coming up next segment, I'm going to hit the Democrats announcing concentration camps for conservatives. They say they're going to send out the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation. I'm pointing to the clips of the contact tracers. They have a little computer they program. And then if you don't submit to a test, you go to a camp. And then, of course, once you're someone on their list, the computer's pre-programmed, you will then have to go to the facility. You'll be intubated with a ventilator and murdered. By the way, it's already happening. You saw the state rep they grabbed who'd run for Congress and won. And then they grabbed him, intubated him, killed him in the procedure, and then said it was COVID-19. Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate to the day he died was found dead in his house. They said that was COVID-19. So this is how they murder you now, is saying it's COVID-19. This is their big criminal revolution. This is their excuse to round you up and arrest you. That's coming up next segment. And then mainstream news. This is even in Reuters. Lockdown proponent Bill Gates quietly funding plan to dim the sun's rays by jet airplanes spraying aluminum dioxide out in their jet fuel. Now, we've covered this for 20 years. It was Gates funded a Nobel Prize in 92 to the scientists that developed the plan, and they've been doing it. You notice chemtrails went down the last few years. Trump killed the program. They'll be back now. Don't worry. So it's all being announced. He controls your weather. He controls your diet. He controls what goes in your body. He controls everything because, well, he's the New World Order. I want to find out about old Billy Boy Gates. That's coming up. And I'll show you the former CIA director, Brennan, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when he was still in the CIA, admitting they are geoengineering already, but in beta. Talk about you come into your bedroom and I'm having sex with your wife. I go, it's okay, Ralph. It's beta testing. Or I go over to your house and beat you in the head with a ball peen hammer to death. And I go, it's okay, David. It's okay, John. It's just a beta test. What Bill Gates say a few months ago in Colbert? He said, oh, COVID's just a drill. The real thing's coming. And they're mad scientists. Think Dr. Evil, but in the real world. So that's all coming up. That's all coming up next hour. But let's go ahead and go to what would happen if the senators vote with a majority to hold up the Electoral College and have a 10-day hearing. And that would constitutionally bring them up to right before the 20th, which has been done twice before, to have hearings. Well, then big tech and everybody wouldn't be able to override it and censor. And then you'd see how these, actually 10 states, but 5 that count, went and engaged in fraud. And the legislature didn't pass a law to take mail-in ballots with no ID or no proof or no signature. And you look at those states, 500,000, 200,000, 300,000 people voted twice. And it was always for Joe Biden. When they find all these truckloads of torn up ballots, it's always Trump ballots. The criminals are stealing it in front of God and country, in front of the whole world, but people are waking up very, very quickly. So, One American News put out this report. Trump retweeted it. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I suggest you share it. That's how we override the censors. But here's part of that report showing the fraud, the clear fraud in Georgia. Here it is.
After pulling out hidden boxes stuffed with ballots, footage analyzed by Gateway Pundit reveals Freeman apparently scanning the same stack of ballots over and over again. Surveillance cameras show these poll workers watched and waited until the GOP observers and reporters had left the room before they resumed scanning their ballots. These four workers...
Oh, hit pause and back it up to the beginning. Yeah, they said a water main busted. They kick everybody out. I've watched their raw footage. And then they look around like Wile E. Coyote when he's got a sheep on his back or when your kid's in the cookie jar. And they pull out black suitcases from underneath the – and then start – I mean, and they're both Democratic operatives, and it just gets worse from there. Here, sorry, go ahead and roll the report.
After pulling out hidden boxes stuffed with ballots, footage analyzed by Gateway Pundit reveals Freeman apparently scanning the same stack of ballots over and over again. Surveillance cameras show these poll workers watched and waited until the GOP observers and reporters had left the room before they resumed scanning their ballots. These four workers then continued counting uninterrupted for over 3 hours until sometime after 1 a.m. During this time, Ruby Freeman, as seen here in this video, repeatedly scanned the same batch of ballots at least 3 times, which is highly illegal, and it's all captured on tape. Freeman was working with her daughter, Wandrea Moss, who was also her election supervisor, and was also caught on camera as one of the 4 workers who remained behind after election monitors were forced to leave the building. Georgia's officials have made serious efforts to dismiss the evidence presented on these videos, but so far there has been no explanation as to why Ruby Freeman scanned the same ballots multiple times, nor why they remained behind while the rest of the building was evacuated. Lawyers said it's highly unusual for anyone to store briefcases full of ballots under tablecloths, and it's not clear when those briefcases were delivered or why Ruby Freeman and her daughter waited until GOP observers left before they got them out. Based on the number of ballots observed in the briefcases and the number of times Ruby Freeman scanned the same set of ballots, experts say they could easily account for the sudden and mysterious spike in votes for Joe Biden. Pearson Sharp, One America News.
That's not a spike. That's a mega spike. But, of course, Twitter's trying to block the president getting this out. The full video is posted to band.video. I suggest you share it. I suggest you override the enemy at theresistance.video, the new URL that the enemy is not yet blocking. But speaking of that, yeah, there's new HD footage up close of her scanning the same ballots, felonies each time, over and over and over again. But after all, Trump's Hitler, so he deserves it, even though George Soros is funding them, who actually worked for Hitler. But let's roll this little clip. This is just part of it. It's a 3-minute clip of Democrats in 2004-2000 calling to block Electoral College's votes in the Senate and House. Now they call it fascism. Here it is.
The chair now hands to the tellers the certificate of the electors for president and vice president of the state of Florida.
Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, I stand for the purpose of objecting to the counting of the vote from the state of Florida as read.
Mr. President, I rise on behalf of the Congressional Black Caucus to object to the 25 electoral votes from Florida.
Mr. President, thank you for your inquiry. It is in writing. It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Well, Mr. President, I am objecting to the idea that votes in Florida were not counted.
The clerk will report the objection.
We, a member of the House of Representatives and a United States Senator, object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Ohio on the ground that they were not, under all of the known circumstances, regularly given. Signed, Stephanie Tubbs Jones, State of Ohio. Barbara Boxer, State of California.
The objection today is raised.
Okay, so it goes on and goes on and it goes on. The point is, they're acting like this is illegal now, running around nitpicking, saying, how dare us do any of this? And it's all pure crap. They're a bunch of Chi-Com globalist agents that have chips on their shoulders and hate America. And if we just simply stand up and stop buying their crap, stop following their orders, they will be defeated like phantoms at dawn. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, when I was growing up as a child, I thought about politics, I thought about science, I thought about the world, I thought about the nature of the universe. And I thought everybody else was thinking like I was. But they weren't. Most people were looking at things one-dimensionally, according to whatever they were being pre-programmed with. So then I began to research, well, how the world really worked, and I found out there are people that know how it works, but they use that knowledge to control and enslave humanity, not empower humanity. And as I became prominent, as I became effective exposing them, like I was a baseball card or a Pokemon card, people like Roger Ailes, because he never hid the fact that he did that, and others came along to collect me like I was a piece of memorabilia, a Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth baseball. But I wasn't for sale. And so many others had groomed themselves and prepared themselves and had done everything to try to ingratiate themselves with this group of mummies. I love that quote written by Oliver Stone from Scarface, which is a composite of true stories. And he's sitting there at the fancy restaurant. He goes, is this it? You end up here like a mummy. You got a bag for a belly. And all you need to point your finger at me and you can go, look, look, there's the bad guy. He goes, so say goodnight to the bad guy. I believe in you. I mean, here's the thing. I've come to the realization of this. Instead of power making me be megalomaniacal, power has made me upset and depressed. But I've really come to the realization, as the Bible tells us, with great knowledge comes great sorrow. That InfoWars and what we do and our guest and our worldview is the most accurate thing on the planet. And we really do have the keys to a future destiny that is 1,000,000,000% better than what the globalists have planned for everybody. And so that's really what it comes down to here. I'm selling iced tea in the frickin' Sahara Desert. By the way, it's free. If I'm going to be free, you're going to be free. So, you know, I did a lot of research the last few days, like I always do, and I'm sitting here ready to take you over the mountain and lay out what they're about to do. But I got to tell you something. None of this other stuff matters. All the little side issues or the NBA or the NFL or Brad Pitt, none of that means anything to the globalists. They care about your will and where your intention is focused and what you believe in and your destiny. And they want you to be hopeless. They want you to be alone. They want you to think you're cut off from God, and you're not. And I really don't want to see you destroyed. But you can be convinced to join with this thing because you have free will. But just because you don't have the money or the power in their system, never feel like you're a loser. You're a winner because you have a connection to God. And I think at the end of the day, that's really the main statement I want to make to you, is I've been around some of the richest people in the United States, and I've been around some of the biggest Hollywood names in the United States because they tried to seduce me into it. And it didn't matter how good the food was, how beautiful the women was. It didn't matter how cool the jet ride was. Man, I felt cold and alone and separate from God. And my spirit was telling me, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here. But I can go to some fishing village in Italy or some farm in South Texas, or I can go to some old black lady's house, or I can go to some old white woman's house, or I can go to some young, as long as they got God, and I feel totally fulfilled. And so it's the spirit that fulfills, not commercialism, not the system, not all of this. You got to understand. And when you look at 60 Minutes that's attacking me tonight, and you look at all these people, and you look at them, and when you look at them, they're plastic. They're like mannequins. They're not even real. And you got to feel sorry for them that they're cut off from God, but you got to just move on. And you got to try to find the people. And they could be old. They could be young. They could be black. They could be Hispanic, Asian, white. They could be gay. They could be straight. They could be anything. But if their spirit wants to resist this evil and this takeover, then they're good people we should support. But at this point we've reached in the universe, at this point we've reached in time, if you're begging people to listen to you and they're laughing at you and they think it's funny, plant the seed and move on. Because we need to be looking for the people that actually want the truth and want to understand what's happening. Because we're reaching the end game here, where things are going to progressively get so bad that people double down, quadruple down, and just keep doubling down on it's got to get better. Oh, the lockdown, the Great Depression, it was caused because you didn't wear a mask. Oh, the hundreds of millions starving to death, it was caused because you wouldn't take the vaccine, when it's the very group running it all that wants to kill the third world the very group running it all that says they want to do this. And they've just got the third world where they want them. They want you to think, oh, we're just wiping out those Latin Americans and those blacks, those Africans, and we're just blocking, we're wiping out those poor people over there. Don't worry, you're not part of that. You're especially who he wants. With a hyper-competitive satanic kingpin like Bill Gates, he hates everybody, including himself. He wants to homicidally murder every person he comes across. You can watch his actions, his moves, what he says, what he does, and then you can dial into his spirit, and it's a homicidal demon that just loves depression and death. He talks about global depression, starvation. He starts smiling and wiggling in his seat. Because he's a demon. So get this through your head. You have an energetic soul. 100% it's all been proven. The enemy knows this. None of them are atheists. They know your soul's super ancient, super incredible, some older than others. And they want to manipulate that because you've got extreme power. And if they can get you captured under their control, they can use you as a power source for things they're doing. And so you need to break with them and say, you don't have my fear, you don't have my envy, you don't have my pain, you have nothing. All I have is love, and they can't pick up that power. And so when you expose their fraud at a restaurant with a stupid mask or a business, wherever, you do it through love. And I'm speaking to myself because I get angry at man. And you stand against them, and you realize no weapon formed against us will prosper. As long as we take action. But these really are the cosmic collaborators. These are the bad people. These are the folks that are absolutely hell-bent on destruction and pain and dishonor and annihilating individual free will and creation, the spark of Genesis that God gave us, little g, little God, in our circumference of our soul is the potentiality of the universe. A man and a woman coming together is even more powerful, and they can build to the future. And so the enemy hates the sacred right of the woman and the man and the child and what they build. They hate the sacred right of us in our ancestry and our current state and our grand future that isn't about our personal ego, but is about building greater universes through God's will and sharing God's consciousness upon the universe and being a focal point of God's will and a focal point of God's consciousness that must be tested and must be strong and must be ready to take on that power. You must reject the power of Satan, which is a lie. You must accept the power of Christ, and you must rebuke it in the name of Christ. And through that flows the entire future of our species. We thank God for all that is good. We thank God for consciousness. We thank God for the future. And we thank God for every moment of breath and everything God has given us. And we are transcendent, committing ourselves through free will to Christ's energy and his Father's control for eternity. We are with you in infinity. And we love you, God, and we praise you. And Satan has been broken by your Son's great sacrifice. Because you know God wouldn't put us through this if God didn't go through it himself. And God is real. All right, I'll cover the latest COVID lockdown, New World Order takeover, the pathetic operations of Satan when we start the second hour. Stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.